1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. It's your girl Ebby J coming at you. Welcome to the Ebby J podcast. It's your girl Ebby J coming at you here with another fun-filled, unapologetic podcast. Wondering what we're talking about today? Stay tuned. More to come. It's your girl Ebby J. It's your girl Ebby J.
So guys, you know how on Facebook they have this thing now called profoundly, right? And it's supposed to be some like anonymous thing that people, you know, can ask you questions or make statements to you or say things to you anonymously. So I was like, okay, let me see how this thing works or whatever. And so I went ahead and quote unquote played the game, and someone sent me a message and I was like, oh, cool. Someone actually wants to ask me something. So someone sent me a message and they said, why were you so open to talk about your marriage, but you're not talking about your divorce? I was like, really? Wow, you really do not pay attention to what I'm doing or the things that I'm doing. You don't know that I have a podcast where I actually do talk about my divorce, and I actually do talk about a lot of things that are going on in my life. So that really goes to show like who's there, who's paying attention, who's listening. And the thing about it, guys, is that I don't record this podcast. I don't have this podcast to like say, oh, hey, I have a podcast, or like I'm trying to get subscribers or getting people to listen. Like what I'm doing is from the heart. It's from the core. It's from my soul. It's from who I am. It's a level of transparency that can be heard by anyone in the world. So I share according to timing, meaning like if I don't feel like it's time to share something or I don't feel like it's time to talk about something, I'm not going to talk about it. But it was funny to me because I'm like, whoever you are, I don't know if like you just don't look at my page profile or my Instagram or my Facebook profile to see and notice that the Ebby J Show is here. And the Ebby J Show really talks about my divorce, and it talks about being a single mom, and it talks about transitions, and it talks about things of this world. It talks about whatever I feel like talking about. It's like I get to beat on the sound. What is it? What's the saying? You get to beat to the sound of your own drum. I get to dance to the beat of the sound of my drum on this podcast. And so this is my creative space and how I share my feelings and emotions, thoughts and vibes based on wherever I am in the present moment. And so for me, it was really, really funny that someone was like, well, you know, you don't share about your divorce. And my question is, what do you want to know about my divorce? Like, this podcast and my whole platform is not about talking about my divorce, because honestly, I've been there, I've done that, I've flowed through that, I'm healed through that. One thing that I'm praying and working on now is that my ex-husband and I get to have a really great relationship for the sake of our daughter, because at the end of the day, she deserves for us to be able to rock out and vibe together for the sake of her, and to make sure that she's an amazing human being that I know she is and that he knows she is. And like I said, in thinking like episode 1 or episode 2, my prayer has always been that he's blessed with someone and I'm blessed with someone who loves Ari like as if it was their own child. And so, you know, I thought it was just really funny that someone was like, well, you know, you haven't talked about your divorce. And I'm like, yes, I have, boo. You just ain't been watching. To shift gears, I wanted to let you guys know that a girlfriend of mine and myself, we launched No Pity Party. And No Pity Party was birthed out of our divorces. And we just so happened to go through it around the same time. And we know each other. We admire one another and we respect one another. And then one day she reached out to me and then we just connected and we said, let's start No Pity Party. What is No Pity Party? No Pity Party is, drum roll, a community design to inspire women who are going, who are either thinking about going through or just got out of a divorce. It is a support group, a support system that encourages women to take charge of their lives and also to change the narrative of divorce, because there is life after divorce. And so when you get a chance, go check out No Pity Party on Instagram at @nopityparty_. And then also on Facebook, search for No Pity Party and look for the hot pink and black logo. And that's us. And so I share that with you in this podcast because it's just amazing to me the things that God will do and the doors that he will open when you just follow and do the things that he has asked you to do, things that you know in your heart that you're supposed to be doing. You know, we always ask, man, why did I have to go through such a thing? Why did I have to get married and go through divorce? Why did I have to, you know, be a single parent? Why do I have to do all these different things? And it's amazing to me the things that are birthed out of your pain. But like I was telling someone, nothing can be birthed out of your pain until you heal. Because it's only when you heal when you'll be able to receive it. Be honest and authentic about where you are and where you've been. Because that right there is going to help people push forward in their own journeys. And that's real. That is so real. Because at the end of the day, I remember when I used to go through things and still do, and I used to say, Lord, oh my God, is this for me? This can't just be for me. This has to be for someone else. What I'm going through right now, there is absolutely no reason why I should be going through this, but I know at the end of the day that I'm going through this for someone else. And so looking back on the Ebby J Show podcast, looking back at No Pity Party, looking back on these things that are just flourishing and blooming, I'm like, ooh, so everything that I've been through was worth it. Everything that, you know, I experienced was worth it. Every tear that I cried or shed, it was worth it. Anything, any disappointments that I have encountered, it was worth it. Because if I didn't go through those things, you would not be listening to this podcast. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. Because podcasting was something that I was, you know, dwindling around with. And then one day I was like, girl, it is time, honey. It is definitely time. And then, you know, it had to be at a time where I was comfortable with sharing. You know, I was talking to another girlfriend of mine here in Atlanta. And, you know, she was telling me, someone was like, well, why did you get a divorce? And I told her, girl, you don't have to answer that question because it is no one's business why you got a divorce. It ain't nobody's business why you got a divorce, because you don't know their story and you don't know the feelings and things that that both parties had while they were together and in the marriage. And so what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to conference in and bring on my co-founder, my partner in crime for No Pity Party, Keisha, who lives in Charlotte and I'm in Atlanta. So this is a virtual thing that we have going on. I'm going to bring her in. And we're going to talk about No Pity Party and start to have some of those conversations. So anyway, I hope that you enjoyed this podcast. I hope that you enjoyed the message. And this one was a little different because there really wasn't a specific topic that we were going to talk about. I just wanted to share with you the fact that, you know, people have an opinion, people say things, and they have no idea about what's really going on. Oh, let me throw this one out to you guys. So you may or may not know, I grew up in Brooklyn. I grew up on a block in Flatbush. And then, you know, when I was 13 or so, we relocated to South Carolina. But before moving to South Carolina, there was a crew of guys who lived in a building on my block. And they were always known as the dudes with the, you know, who was recording things. They were like, you know, in a studio, et cetera, et cetera. And so, you know, fast forward 20, 30 years later, like 28 years later or so, you know, I post my videos on my Instagram of my podcast. And this guy was like, oh my God, don't you get tired of hearing yourself talk? Oh my God, you know, you always sound so sad. And I'm just like, block. See, I'm the queen of block. I'll block your ass in a heartbeat. Seriously, I'll block you from calling me. unblock you from contacting me. I'll block you so much and so quickly that you won't realize that you've ever known me because I'm blocking you. And so when he said that, I was like, see, here's another idiot. Here's another idiot. It always got to be one. It always has to be one person. I'm like, dude, you don't even listen to my podcast to know the core of my why behind my podcast. You're coming in at the tail end. You're scrolling through your Instagram and then you hear my voice talking about some real stuff. And because you can't handle it, you're not strong enough to handle it. You're telling me to be quiet. No, you be quiet and take your ass home. How about that? And that's why it's important to realize that everybody is not going to be for you. Everybody is not jumping on your bandwagon. Everyone is not to the point where, like, they're ready to, you know, receive whatever message that you have. And for me, it's cool because guess what? My podcasts are going to be right there being loaded up and sent to the different, you know, platforms that host. But, you know, it's just important to realize that, you know, you got to stay focused and stay steadfast in your dreams and your goals. And when God tells you to do something, make moves. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Be sure to connect with me on social media by finding me on Instagram at Lady Ebby J, spelled J-A-Y, and also on Facebook. Just search for The Ebby J Show. Also, check out my blog at www.theebbyjshow.com. Remember, you can also listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many other podcast platforms. Until next time, remember to feel your beauty and own it.